The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Before we begin today's episode, DJ Automatic, do you think most people of color in this world, not just in this country, have experienced some type of racism?
For sure. I know.
You know for sure. Okay. In 2022, does it still surprise you though? I mean, it's 2022.
No, it doesn't surprise me anymore because anytime you turn on the television or you just walk down the street, you see somebody doing something that's out of line.
I got wind of a young woman named Victoria who owns a bakery. You know, she's very proud of her bakery, named it after her daughter. It's called Mariah's Butterfly Bakery. She's going back and forth with this person and she thinks she's about to sell a cake. And then the woman just tells her, can't do business with you because you're Mexican and I want to do business with Americans. Victoria's American. She's Mexican American, but she's American. She was very hurt by this message, but she was kind, right? She answered with a lot of conviction, but still kindness, saying "God bless you."
She's a much nicer person than I am. Because if somebody would have come after me with that, I would have told her
I know it's a podcast, but still. No. So I promised everybody who listens to our podcast that we would have the unedited conversation here because we already played her on the radio. But here it is. I want you to listen to it. I think that Victoria deserves to feel better. I think she deserves her business to flourish. And I'm glad that she told her story. So Victoria, please share it with us now.
First off, I run a bakery, a licensed home bakery out here. And it's pretty typical for me that people reach out to me through either text message, Instagram, or Facebook to place orders. And I was having a typical back and forth with a potential customer when they let me know that they were ready to book, say maybe two messages before that, they were asking me if there was anywhere where they could look at my work. And they were actually texting me directly. And I told them, you know, that they could look at my Facebook, my Instagram, things like that. And I have a lot of pictures of the examples of cakes and things like that I've made. Shortly after that, when they were ready to book, they ended up responding to me and telling me that they no longer wanted to go forward with their order because they had looked at my page and saw what I looked like. And the way that they said was that they were under the impression that they were supporting an American small business. And because of pictures, they see that I'm Mexican and that they would rather support other hardworking American businesses.
How did that make you feel at that moment when you read that?
You know, my heart sinks a little just because I have a daughter that looks like me as well. And it just makes me think about what she would face. And then my second thought was just, it was something I never thought about before, but then it made me suddenly think about how many other people have felt that exact way. And that's why they didn't go forward with ordering just because of the way that I look, you know.
I also want to ask you, has anything like this ever happened to you before?
You know, to this extent, no. For someone to just outright say, I see how you look and because of that, I don't want to do business with you, that's never happened to me. More so for someone to assume if I'm American or not just because of the way I look has also never happened to me. And I think that, you know, even when I think about the interaction, I think it would be really hard to know someone's citizenship status, you know, by looking at them. So I think really what she meant to say was, you don't look like me. And because of that, you know, I don't want to allow you to earn my business. Or I don't trust you. You know, I think that in general is the bigger tone because really, how could you really tell if somebody is American by looking at them?
It's such a deeper issue. This conversation requires a lot more time than we have right now. The rhetoric, the unchecked rhetoric on some of these propagandists, you know, pushing this narrative that if you aren't white, you aren't American. I mean, when you think Mexican American or Mexican in general, you think drug dealer, you think illegal crossing the border, someone coming to do bad things.
Wait, who thinks that?
A lot of Americans.
Have you seen
the political ads? I mean, it's very scary. It frightens me because this woman was.
I haven't seen the political ads.
No, she was a nice racist. This lady was a nice racist. There's some angry people out there that think that this country is being invaded. You were in El Paso when a man drove from Dallas, Texas. Texas is big. To El Paso to shoot Mexicans because he believed the narrative that the borders are just being overrun and that we're bad people. And that woman saying that to her, assuming who she is because of what her citizenship, because of what she looked like, is scary.
amount of ignorance that's going on, because she's, I mean, obviously she's probably a white woman. She doesn't look white. She doesn't look like her. That's why she said she didn't want to do business with her. But in all reality, that woman is from here. So I hate that talk of, hey, this is our country. Go back to where you're from. In all reality, but that woman's Mexican. She's from here. She was born here. The border moved across her. She didn't move across the border.
And you say that, but remember, and it's taken me a long time to learn my own history. There's no such thing as a Mexican race or a Salvadorian race, or we're all Native American. When you take that DNA test, it's going to tell you.
For sure, all the above. Native American. But when somebody tells you of, some white person tells you, you're not American enough, that hurts. That hurts.
Oh,
and my
God.
Heart goes to her. Like, everybody who's of a minority in this country has felt that at some point through your life, where somebody says, you're not this, you're not that. And then for a lot of us, too, who grow up on that hyphen of being Mexican-American, you're in the middle. You're never Mexican enough for your Mexican friends, and you're never American enough for your American friends. So you're really, the whole time, your life, operating in this weird paradox. And like, my heart goes out to, I've been in situations where people have been like, okay, little brown boy, here you are, go do this. There used to be this store in the mall. I'm not going to mention the name of it, but I'd never forget when I walk in there, they escort me back to like where the quote unquote hip hop fashion area is and stuff like that too. So like,
didn't you say the manager was or somebody followed?
I've been followed around, but it's crazy. And I love to see when people, bounce back from this thing. Now she bounced back and she put this up on social media, call her out, and now her bakery is doing better than it was.
Oh, it is. It is. But that kind of thing, like, I grew up with that. And I said this off the air to Automatic and Anthony A. I don't like talking about it because it brings back all these feelings. I had a self-loathing feeling about who I am, being of Mexican descent. I hated it because where I grew up, it was a very bad thing. I was told you're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. And for a long time, I just believed it. When somebody tells you something often enough, you believe it. And so I don't believe it anymore, but it still makes me feel bad. I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean? I don't want to get emotional. But
well, it stays with you, man. Because it hurts. I mean, somebody who literally hates you just because you look a certain way.
When it's done in a nice way, like that's how it was done to me. It was just, you're just not good enough.
I hate when it infiltrates our own people and you start getting that type of behavior from other people who look like you. Ooh. Which happens in a lot of
the that's a whole other conversation.
Can I say something real quick as we wrap this up? When you hear people say, illegal, go back, we don't want you here. There are certain people in this country, like the woman here, if you look like them, which you do, they're talking to you. They're talking to you.
Just because you got an R next to your name when you're voting doesn't mean they like you anymore.
They don't
got
to do nothing.
Yeah, well, it's true, though.
But
there's a lot of people. No, that's a very big part of it. They think if I identify as a Republican, then I'm a good Mexican.
Mm.
I mean, we're talking about self-loathing. There's that meme, right? The brown guy telling the brown guy, we don't want your kind here. That woman can't determine which is which. And so united is the only way that we do well in being good to one another.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a question. If someone dresses badly, do you tell them?
Oh.
Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, Anthony A. And the reason why is because the other day, Automatic was dressed like a lumberjack.
Oh!
I had to tell him. Hey. I had to let him know before he came into the studio.
Before I left the house, really.
I think you realized it after you put that.
I realized it when I looked
together.
In the mirror and I said, Dana, does this look weird to you?
And I said, you look like a lumberjack.
It depends on the situation for me. Like, if I could look at somebody and be like, oh, this fool was in a rush this morning, then nah, I'm going to let it slide. And
no, usually, but he thought about
it. Oh, no, I put the outfit together.
Oh, so you put it together being like, yo, this is going to be fine.
I was like, I really thought, because I got these Jordans that are green.
You put it together and like, call me Drip-O-Matic.
I won some Jordans off the sneaker app.
More droopy-matic.
And I haven't been able to wear them because they're like camouflage colors. And so I tried to put them together with some green shorts and like a black top. And Dana was like, are you going to Top Wood? What are you going to do?
Do you tell your loved one? I did. Well, I don't think it's rude, right?
I looked in the mirror and I knew I couldn't leave the house looking like that.
When you walked in the bathroom.
So what we're in pursuit of is to find an outfit that matches your bright green Jordan shoes.
My camouflage Jordans that I won on the sneakers app. I never win anything on the sneakers app, and then I win camouflage
it's
Jordans.
It's because no one wanted those motherfuckers.
Exactly.
All right, National Day, Anthony. And yes, we tell the loved ones when they look bad. Okay, National Day, Ant.
We got National Hike with a Geek Day.
Well, I should have worn
that. I could have worn that one. Fit right in today.
What else we got?
We also got National American Eagle Day. So shout out to the American Eagle.
He's got that baby little cry.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right. We should really be shouting out the Red Hawk, who is actually the voice of the eagle.
But it's Eagle Day. Let the little eagle have his moment.
Oh, of course. Very important day. We have Juneteenth.
How about the most national day? I need people to Google Juneteenth. Coming from the South, it's something that we always celebrated. I didn't know until I left Texas that it wasn't a national holiday. Now it's a federal holiday. Today is a federal holiday.
I didn't know what Juneteenth was until I moved to Houston. Yeah. And then I found out it was, they didn't know that they had been freed. And until
slaves did not know they were free.
It had been about 6 months. And they let them, so they were freed in December 18th.
I'm going to be honest.
1865. They didn't find out until 6 months later.
I don't know the exact date. So I don't want to, if you know, or whatever. But the fact of the matter is people were free and they weren't told until a long time later.
Facts, yo.
So yeah, this is an important day.
I do know love. I do know I love ice cream soda. Hello.
Is ice cream soda day?
It is National Ice Cream Soda Day. But more.
Didn't you want a diet?
More importantly.
Why are you bringing up that stuff?
More importantly than a diet. More importantly than ice cream soda. I'm going to tell you how I love my shakes like I like my women. Can I tell you that?
You love your vanilla? Shakes like you like your women, Anthony A?
Yeah, no. Vanilla and thick. All right. It is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Give the vanilla milkshake her due. It's good.
Shout out to Blue Bell Vanilla Ice Cream. Best vanilla there is.
Shout out to Whitney. You're my vanilla milkshake.
Who, Whitney?
He knows.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Well, well, well. Drake getting married. I can't believe we've gotten here. We're going to tell you where you can check the video. And, of course, more stories. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Riley Auto Parts. Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays.
Legendary actor John Goodman celebrating his birthday.
Oh, I love him.
I love John Goodman. We also have Sage the Gemini celebrating a birthday. And for my super bad fans, Christopher Mintz, better known as McLovin, celebrating his birthday.
I love him. Remember that ID part?
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Depp is back in court. He's being sued by Greg Rocky Brooks. He's an actor that co-starred alongside Johnny Depp in 2017. A movie's called City of Lies. He says he punched him in the ribs, damaged his ribs. Johnny was, he said, constantly, inebriated during the filming.
So was this during the Amber Heard years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's probably telling the truth. Camille Vasquez is once again representing Johnny Depp. Will she be able to get him off on this one? Johnny Depp needs to write a check.
Oh.
Okay. I think he needs to write a check.
I don't know if you're talking about get off sexually or get off. Because
Oh, she's mad about that. Yeah, because people are accusing them of having an affair. She's like, come on. I'm just a good lawyer. All right, and then in other news, Kim Kardashian being accused also of damaging the Marilyn Monroe dress, the JFK birthday dress. Ripley's VP of Publishing and Licensing says that is a lie. She says, quote, from the bottom of the Met steps where Kim got into the dress to the top where it was returned, the dress was and still is in the same condition it started. Don't believe the internet.
Well, then don't report on it, Dana.
I said alleged, okay. Just like Anthony just said, okay? And allegedly, Drake's getting married. No, not really. It's in his video.
Baby.
Falling back, he's marrying multiple wives, which is weird.
Sick.
Also, Tristan Thompson is in the video.
Let's go.
He's friends with the Kardashians. I thought that was a pretty bold move, because what are they going to say?
I just love the fact that Drake just has him lined up and he's like high-fiving him.
Drake is a womanizing sicko that I love and admire. And this just puts
Scummy solstice season. Scummy solstice season. Check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My very good friend, our very own in-house psychic, Miss Sirmati,
hey.
Is on the line. How you doing, Miss Mati?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I don't know. You're about to tell us, though, aren't you?
Yes, we need a good one, Mati. No pressure.
I'm feeling a little better today than last week. Last week was a little tough, and the week before was tougher. It feels like things are getting better. Before we get our spiritual forecast for the week, of course, I got an incredible direct message via Instagram from one of our listeners, and I'm going to play that for you now so you can give her reading, okay?
Sounds great.
Hi, Dana Cortez. My name is Ashley. I'm an Aquarius. My birthday is January 30th, and I want to know, will I be getting a better job in the future? I just finished my certified phlebotomy course.
Well, she didn't get to finish that, but we get what she meant.
Yes.
Is she moving up? Is she going to advance in this career that she's chosen? What are you feeling?
I do feel eventually she's going to get there. But the main thing that I'm pulling from her energy is that it's going to be a long journey for her. At least it's going to feel like a long journey to her. And this is where I feel a little bit of frustration coming out. Spirit is asking her to be patient with herself and to be very aware that going on a new journey does entail a lot of hard work, and also being very clear with herself. Those frustration thoughts that come in and pop up, those can hinder her from reaching her goals. So reshift your mindset. Mindset is everything to reach your goals. And that's basically like the energy that I'm pulling from her.
Don't be in such a hurry. You're going to get there. Well, that's what you're trying to say, right?
The one thing I always know exactly is that everything takes way longer than you think it's going to take.
It's like hurry up and wait.
Yes.
But I really like the message that Sirimati's given us too, with not getting caught up in the frustration, because oftentimes you get caught up in not getting where you want to be. And then when you actually do get the opportunity to seize that position, you're not ready for it.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
keep working through that frustration.
I love that. What about our spiritual forecast for the week, Madi? It did feel better last week, I'm not going to lie. It does feel like the energy feels more positive. Please give us our spiritual forecast for the week.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say a couple of things. There is a planetary alignment going on right now in the sky. This is between 5 specific planets. These planets are aligning in the sky because there is also coming up a summer solstice. So summer solstice is tomorrow. This is the longest day of the year. So
longer than the days I already have?
Yes. This is a reset for the collective. So the energy that's coming through for this week is really important, because this is about honing in on our inner guidance. So the sun is literally a representation of our soul here on earth. Because it is the longest day of the year, it's almost like bringing out our innate love for whatever it is that we love. It's about time for us to go after it. This is regarding our abundance and a reminder to not stop on the path that we're on. So this wow. is a really amazing energy. I'm also hearing get a lot of sleep this week, because the sun can also drain us, because it's a very powerful planet.
That's weird that you said that. I swear I did not even tell her this. My right eye is twitching again when I'm not sleeping and resting. That little thing starts going flicker. Yes, girl. We need to all get some more sleep.
Yes. Yes. Sleep, because
summer solstice
can drain us.
Okay. Madi, thank you so much as usual. If you would like a psychic reading, you can always call us here on the radio at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a voice message. But if you want that one-on-one personal attention from Madi, follow her now at Illest Divinity on Instagram. She has her Gmail up. She can hook you up. She's doing a little prayer session for me. We love you, girl. Talk to you next Monday.
Yeah. Woo!
Talk to you guys. Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hip-hop chameleon Drake recently put out a new dance album. Ooh. So we're going to have our in-house music snob break down the top 3 Drake albums of all time. I'll just welcome you 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And let's have a bro down about the most sensitive man in hip-hop, Aubrey Graham. Drake, not you. You're not Drake. I wish you were. I'll be talking to him right now. DJ Automatic, what do you think about this new Drake album?
I like it. But I'm a fan of dance music.
Was it surprising to you when it dropped? Because it was for me.
Surprised the hell out of me, because in the first, you know, when I first heard the first 30 seconds and it had, you know, the intro, I was like, oh, another sad, depressing Drake album. And then once the dance beats came in, I was like, it's summertime, Drake! Oh my God, because we need something different. I mean, hip hop sounds, a lot of it sounds the same right now. And yeah. I just feel like this is a good switch up
for
the summer.
It's like one dance passion fruit vibe. So if you enjoy that type of Aubrey Graham, which I do, you know what I'm saying? Get you a nice spritzer and enjoy this music.
I realize the internet is outraged and they're like, oh, I hate this new Drake because it's a new sound to them. They're not into dance music. They're not familiar with like the international sounds outside the United States. But I promise you, get you a drink, get out on the patio, put on that Drake album, maybe find somebody to dance with. You're going to change your whole perspective.
Just like that. DJ Automatic, break it down. Your top Drake albums of all time, my brother.
We're going top 3. All right, number 3, I'm going to go with Thank Me Later.
Oh.
Just because, I mean, it was his first real album. So
got,
Far Gone was, you know, kind
you got
of
Kanye producing on there. Then, of course, you got the Nicki Minaj classic on there, too.
Oh,
as well.
Up All Night? All right.
Automatic. Number 2 on your list of great.
Don't forget Fireworks from that album. Oh. The number 2 would have to be So Far Gone, the first mixtape. That was, for me, it was a breakthrough. It changed. First came 808s and Heartbreaks, then came So Far Gone, and it changed hip-hop forever.
I agree with you on that. Do you think that Drake
put out his most recent album on Kendrick's birthday to troll Kendrick Lamar?
I don't know.
You don't? Do you think? I think Drake's that petty. I think he will.
But why would he put it out? Why would he put out a house album on
because
Kendrick?
It was opposite of what Kendrick Lamar did. Kendrick Lamar gave us one of the most hip hop albums in the past 5 years, and Drake's like, you know what? I'm gonna come and drop this sensitive one for y'all too. Facts. Now, before we get to your big number one, I'm gonna reveal my personal favorite Drake is. If you're reading this, it's too late.
Okay,
that's my personal favorite. I do think that.
Yeah, I think you're standing by yourself.
Yeah,
I'll be that.
It's a good one,
but I think Take Care of his overall best album, DJ Automatic. What?
Oh, to me, his best album was Nothing Was the Same.
Oh,
I mean, straight bangers almost the whole way through. Starts with Tuscan Leather. My opinion, his greatest intro. But then you got Started From the Bottom, From Time. You got Furthest Thing, Wu-Tang Forever, Worst Behavior. I mean, that whole album is just bangers.
Damn, dog.
And I mean, is it his best album cover, too? It's got the little baby Drake in the clouds. I mean, I love it. I think it's the best album.
Let us know what you think about the new Drake album and tell us your favorite Drake album at Anthony8400 on Twitter and Instagram, at DJ Automatic across all social media platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.